Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I don't care what you're saying. I backed in today, got out of my car, and they had a lumber delivery going on up there at the Home Depot, and damn, it smelled good.
You like that?
I was like, oh, I don't even want to go in. I just want to be out here huffing the lumber.
Pine gets you going in the morning.
Yeah. It's one of my most favorite things, the smell of a Home Depot on the inside.
Okay.
God, it's the best.
You're not wrong, though. I mean, Home Depot is, it's fun to just walk around there. Mm-hmm. I went to Home Depot on a date recently.
Did you really?
Walk around because the mall was closed. And we're like, we just kind of want to walk around a place. So we went to Home Depot and looked at the chandeliers.
Why didn't you tell me this?
I just kind of forgot.
This was the sneaky boyfriend you had.
And well, it's not, whatever. But it's... It was fun, though. Like, we spent a good, I guess, 45 minutes just hanging out in Home Depot.
Chandeliers. I love that kind of stuff. What a sweet, kind of stupid, fun thing to do.
It was fun.
Let's go wander around a Home Depot.
And you get to know a lot about somebody by figuring out what kind of cabinet set they'd like. You know, what do you think would look good in a kitchen? That tells you a lot about a person. So it was pretty eye-opening, and it was just
fun. So is this why you're not with him anymore?
No, stop it. And it's not even that. It was fun to be at Home Depot. Let's just put it that way.
Song plays on loop.
Did you guys sneak off into the bathroom section because they got those showers that are there that you can get in and try out? Did you guys get in one?
We did not, but that might be the second date. Third date, fourth date. You know, we'll make our way around the store.
It's funny that we totally got off on a Home Depot tangent this morning. All because of the smell of wood. There's a story just quickly I want to tell you guys because I was in our office kitchen just a little bit ago and I was eyeing the Keurig in there. This doesn't have to do with the Keurig, but I was looking at it and I was like, God, that's disgusting looking.
Just to point that out.
Yeah, I was like, should I use this? It is so foul. And I just know that thing is riddled with bacteria.
Oh, you know it is.
It has never been cleaned, and it's been sitting on that counter for probably 3 years now.
Well, because you're supposed to, run vinegar water type stuff in it to clean it out thoroughly. You're right.
Yeah.
Nobody has done that.
And there's, old spills on it and old coffee grounds and fingerprints. And you know what? I just slowly backed away. I was like, you know what? This is not a good idea. I'm not going to do that. On the heels of that, though, there is this huge survey, global study out this morning. They reviewed all sorts of different office water dispensers. So I don't know if that is you've got a deep rock machine there or we have the water in the fridge.
Yeah.
Or any sort of filtered water maybe coming out of your tap in the kitchen. Anyway, often those at the office contain more bacterial contamination than just your local Denver tap.
What?
So they are saying you might want to think twice before you go in and use the water in the office.
That's so disappointing.
Even if they change the filter regularly?
Well, no one does.
And that's the thing. I don't know if our office filter gets changed.
Yeah. Well, I know that on the water bottle thing, because we have a machine too out by the bathrooms that you can fill your water bottle.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And it has the indicator of when you need to change it.
Yeah, but that's not the kitchen.
Does that stay on?
For my knowledge, yeah. And you can tell when it needs to be changed. Uh-huh. And to my knowledge, they change that pretty regularly. So that's the one I try and use all the time.
Okay.
But it has to be the same. It's the same concept, you know? It has to.
Probably. We should probably check with our office manager today to see how often these things are being changed. Because I do use the water out of the fridge. Consistently.
Well, 'cause it's right there.
That's where I get my water for the day and I make my oatmeal with and things like that. So, but anyway, it's just fairly eye-opening that a lot of the stuff around the office is disgusting. I started a Facebook page probably 15 years ago. I let it fizzle out. I still have it, but it was called Toxic Office.
You should bring that back.
I'm thinking about bringing it back, actually, now that I keep reading about all this stuff going on in offices. But basically, it was just pictures that listeners had sent me, and then some that I had taken around our previous radio station building of just disgusting things. You know, I could wander down the hall and take a picture of the men's urinal. I'll tell you that right now. Put that on there. And it was toxic office.
I had to share a desk with somebody once who insisted on keeping their bowl at our desk every day. And not only did he not wash it every day, but he would just put new food on top of the old food.
He would.
And it's I don't know if he expected me to wash it. And I was like, I'm not touching that. You know, that's disgusting. So,
that is disgusting.
Yeah, that is wild. Yeah. Who would do that?
I know. It was very disgusting.
I started that page because we had a big catered meal or something, and it was right before a Christmas break, if I recall, And we were gone for a couple of weeks. And when we came back, everything was still in the kitchen. Like,
oh, no.
You know, the burners, everything.
2 weeks?
It was shocking the amount of food that was still out on the counter after we had been gone on vacation. And I was like, this is toxic or something. And I started snapping pictures of it. I was like, I'm going to start a Facebook page. Toxic office.
That is funny.
It is funny.
Can you imagine that person who was supposed to clean it up too, right? Like, I'm not cleaning up after you guys
anymore.
I'm on
vacation now.
This is ridiculous.
It sounds like something you would do. This is not my problem. I'm on vacation now.
This is a next year kind of Katie problem, actually.